Welcome to the latest episode of the Custom Private Equity Podcast. How do you customize private equity? Today we will talk with Paul Anthony Thomas, the principal at CustomPrivateEquity.com. I'm Ron Davis, experienced podcaster, and I'll be asking the newbie questions. Paul, we were once talking about how that you can customize a platform for how the investor wants to be paid. Can you talk a little about how that works?
Yeah, Ron, whenever we put a platform together, whenever we have done the research and we come up with a platform to actually invest in, we can set that up generally the way the investor wants. Now, it's real hard to do this for an investor that just has $100,000 to invest. But for an investor that can actually fund half of a platform or an entire platform himself or herself, we can set that up where they can get monthly payments out of that platform, which is a lot of investors want today. Or we can fund it and design it where we reinvest the profits from that platform, and then at the end of the five-year term, they get a big lump sum of money. Or we can even make that as short as 2 years. So for instance, in the self-storage business, our self-storage facilities cost about $10.5 million each to build. So if an individual investor wants to put up the equity for that, he wants to put up $4 million worth of equity for that, he can wait until we get that built and get 10 more built just like it with other investors or with him if he's big enough. And we can throw off cash to him for 5 years and then sell out the property. Or we can reinvest the cash flow into the property and into other properties. And then at the end of a 5 year period of time, we can refinance the properties and give him one lump sum of money, and he could still have an ownership. So we can customize these platforms in many, many different ways, all depending on what the goal of the investor is.
Yeah. And I think also sometimes with these platforms, and the one I'm thinking about, you can have an investor who comes in at the beginning and can choose to sort of provide equity at the beginning and then take that out as another investor takes over it to come along and use it as a cash flow sort of property. So there's a lot of different ways that this can work, right?
Yes, there are certain things that the original investors can do to put themselves in a position to sell out later. Our goal in creating a platform is to create a platform where no one would ever want to sell. Mm-hmm. So if you own this group of assets, and this group of assets is making you a 20% annual return on your money, and it's cash flowing into your bank account every month, we would never want to sell that asset. Now, you as an investor might want to take the money from that and sell the cash flows and you know, take the money and go buy another stock or something. That's up to you, but we're trying to create lifetime income for our investors, income that will last 20 years, 30 years, last two generations, maybe even five generations if we get in the right environment, where the family's creating wealth for the family. We want to create wealth for the family. We don't want to just make a profit for them. We're in the business of creating wealth.
And that's unlike almost any other sort of investment that you do. In most cases, those investments are set up however the person who set them up wants them to be. And it doesn't make, you have to go pick one that does what you want it to do, as opposed to, I want to get in on this investment. Let's make this investment work the way I want it to work.
Right. A lot of times in our custom environment, we can actually take a person's experience. Say somebody has experience in the server business and they say, here's an opportunity in the server business. Go create us a plan around this opportunity, and we want to fund that plan, and we want you to execute that plan for us. So that's another customization part of our business model that we have, is that, for instance, not too long ago, you could actually go set up storage in an environment if you wanted to. Go set up storage out in the countryside near a rail line, and you could actually store crude oil if you wanted to, and you could get that crude oil for relatively low prices if you bought the contracts on expiration day, like we could have done in May of 2020. So if somebody said, I really want to take advantage of that, and I, if you have a plan to do that, let's go, you know, here's $2 million, go do that. Now, we couldn't do that with $100,000. That's not realistic because the overhead to run a business like that's larger than that. But if you had $2 to $3 to maybe even $5 million and you say, okay, I want to dedicate this $5 million out of my portfolio and I want to buy crude oil for $5 a barrel and I want you to store it for me, we could have made that happen if somebody wanted to do that.
All right. Well, if you guys would like more information about having your own custom private equity, you can always talk to Paul. And if you go to customprivateequity.com, there are a number of ways to contact Paul there. They're all over the site. Once again, that URL is customprivateequity.com. Paul, do you have any final words for us?
No, I appreciate your time today, Ron. Thank you very much.